Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
While the count of ballots drag on, voting numbers between President Trump and Joe Biden begin to narrow. While there might not be a path for Trump to take Nevada, the legal battle across the nation continues, and Republican state legislative victories in Nevada increased. Republicans gained 4 seats in the state legislature, 3 in the Assembly, and 1 in the state Senate. While Republicans will remain in the minority in both state houses, the Republican win did break the Democrat supermajority in the Assembly. The numbers are not only important for the coming legislative session, where the budget will be a real issue, but for the all-important issue of redistricting. Some people have focused on the fact that more females will become lawmakers. Others focus on the number of people who are part of various minority groups, blacks, Latinos, gays, and more. What's important for the Republicans, if they represent the true conservative political wing, is that they have more votes to help repel tax increases and liberal impositions on our freedoms. The focus here is on whether or not Republicans are true conservatives. The reason for that focus is because in 2015, when Republicans controlled both legislative houses and the governor's seat, Nevadans were treated to the largest tax increase in the history of the Silver State. While Nevada has had a huge increase of residents moving here from California, state has also seen a lot of these Californians bringing their liberal politics along for the ride. Now that's hurt a state that has been purple for some time and is wavering toward the blue. There's no doubt the Democrats and their minions, unions, left-wing political minorities, and more, will be using the next 2 years to further extend their reach into controlling the political registrations as well as the political narratives. Now what does that mean in a way of challenge to conservatives in Nevada? Now is the time for conservative Republicans to reach out to all voting groups. First, the legislative battle in Carson City has got to be highlighted for the issues that represent efforts by conservatives to withstand a liberal onslaught. That means appearing before the media for comments on individual issues. The liberals are very good at using this technique and get frequent press resources quoting them on the issue of the day. Second, conservatives have got to reach out and support the Young Republican and related organizations on our college campuses. A lot of young people are more oriented toward libertarian conservatives, and it would be wise to constantly reach out to these younger voters. Some Republicans have dismissed this effort in the past as a waste of time, but if Republicans don't reach out to the next generation, Democrats and their liberal affiliates will reach out to them. Third, it would be wise for Republicans to use some of their advertising dollars to address those who have moved here from other states, such as California. The ads would remind the new Nevada residents what it was that got them to consider leaving their former states. Was it taxes that got to be so high they were beginning to cripple the family? Was it a crackdown on the freedom to bear arms in order to protect themselves and their families while out in public? Was it because there were more and more restrictions on individual property rights? There are so many more issues that people considered before they uprooted their families from perhaps generations of living in their former states to move to a new environment. These are just a few examples of what Republicans need to do to begin changing the hue of Nevada back to red. Efforts for the next election must begin today. Those efforts have got to focus on everything to win back the state. With the small legislative increase we saw this year, Republicans have got to double down and reach out to all voting groups. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.